The Red Hand in the McDonald's Arms is a notoriously irregular tune. Comes down to us through a single setting published by Angus Mackay in his book of 1838. Thomason has a setting, and Glenn also, but even in David Glenn's hands it's impossible not to believe that the tune is hopelessly corrupt. Of the published settings, and it's interesting, there are no manuscript scores, then the pick of them would clearly be Glenn, so that if one had to play this tune, then Glenn's version might sound something along the following lines. Yun do yun run yum do hun run hun di be yo heel ye. Yun do hun run o heel ye run do hun o yun run. Second line. Yail ye be yo he ye. Then Glenn proceeds to his first variation. Yun o hun run hum do yun run heel ye be. Ho heel ye yun do yun run ho heel ye yun do hun do hun run. Second line. Yun di be ho heel ye yun. Then we step over into 3/4 time or seem to. Yun the third variation. Yun di yun run hun run yum do hun run. I suppose you could time that. Yun do harun ho ro harun. Yun til ye yo hi ye. Yun do harun do hil ye. Run do hun do hun run hun. Glenn points the first semi-quaver there. Now, the later variations of this tune proceed with perfect regularity, but in a different metrical form from the ground and opening variations. They're in 6-6-4 pattern, and they make, or seem to make, perfect musical sense. Yundu harun do ri harun yundu hail ye hundu harun yoru hundu hunno hanan yundu hail ye hundu harun horu harun yundu harun do ro horu hovo harun yundu yundi hundi hundi ho. Then to the next variation. Yun do hun drun ho ro hun drun hun di yail yun di yun drun ho ro hun di yun do hun drun. And it all just follows on in exactly the same perfectly metrically regular pattern. Yannani shaharan ho rahi hananan yannano hananai hananano shaharan. Or I suppose shaharan to shaharan dan shaharan po shaharan dan shaharan to shaharan dai shaharan to shaharan dan shaharan po shaharan po shaharan po shaharan dan. None of this, however, is very satisfactory given the present state of the tune. There is a further possibility, however. The Pibroch Society editors in Volume 10 suggest that the tune could be squared up metrically by dropping a couple of bars from the ground and in the similar places in the first couple of variations. Sensible suggestion. One might quibble about which bars to drop, but it does seem to offer a way to make this tune playable, at least to a knowing ear. On the other hand, where master hands like General Thomason and David Glenn have not chosen to tread, who but a fool would rush in? However, there is a certain quality about the ground in Mackay's setting that gives one pause for thought. A certain 4-4, which doesn't seem to be the logical time signature for what appears on the page. And it may be that, since the edition is notoriously corrupt, it's doubted that Mackay finally saw it through the press and contains many typographical errors. It is possible that if one were to slightly different route through the ground, i.e. to cadence it in Mackay's normal manner, his normal style is heavily cadenced, then it would make the 4-4 timing a lot more sensible, and it would give us a perhaps more attractively playable tune, and such a setting might possibly go along the following lines. Hiljanto hiljanan, hiljanto hiljanan, obri hiljofa hiljanpo hiljanan, jova hiljanpo hiljanto hiljanan. Gives you your first line, and the rest follows just in a similar style. That might be a possible way of doing it. Then one would follow that with a thumb variation in the same style. It is difficult to see what to do with Mackay's second variation. I think a prudent player might drop it, but of course in competition circumstances is not an option. But it is not easy to amend, as we'll see in the PDF files. So there it is, a possible route through the red hand.